And now we turn to our southern border, where tensions are rising as some people from the migrant caravan arrive at the border. On Sunday, a group of Central Americans from that migrant caravan attempted to cross the border into the U.S. and Tijuana, but they were met with tear gas. And as the U.S. tries to repel the group of migrants and asylum seekers, Mexico is struggling to handle the situation south of the border as well. And for the latest on the situation there, I'm joined now by KJZZ's Kendall Blust with our Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning.
So let's start with the situation right now in Tijuana, where many of the migrants are now waiting to cross the border into the United States. Tell us what's going on there.
Right. Yeah. So we've heard a lot about this caravan in the United States. Since October, Mexico says there have been, you know, more than 8,000 migrants with this caravan who've crossed into the country. And thousands of those have already arrived in Tijuana, south of the border with San Diego. So we know on the U.S. side, there's been a lot of buildup, concertina wire going up and blockades, the troops that have been sent. And in Mexico, they're trying to deal with this huge group of people who've arrived. So some people are giving aid. There have been people offering jobs. There have also been protests against the migrants. So, you know, amidst all of this going on, yesterday, a group of about 500 migrants attempted to cross the border, some are saying by force in this large group, and they were repelled by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol with tear gas, and some witnesses are saying rubber bullets. And there are videos of, you know, people running, just kind of devolving into chaos, children screaming, people covering their faces, some fainting. It's become just sort of a chaotic situation there on the Mexican side.
Yeah. How is the Mexican government responding to the U.S.'s use of tear gas and potentially rubber bullets, like you said, against these migrants?
Well, the current government, the immigration agency, has said that they have detained and are planning to deport as many of the migrants who tried to cross the border yesterday as possible. We know that coming up December 1st, a new president is taking over, and his administration has had sort of a different perspective. But the incoming president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, hasn't said anything yet about this specific situation. He's really focused in the past on trying to prevent the causes of migration, to reduce migration in general. But, you know, there's a lot of concern in Mexico about the U.S. closing the border. And local leaders have been pushing back, saying they can't handle the situation. It's a crisis, both for the migrants and for local people who are trying to deal with this influx of people here in their city.
Yeah. Have we ever seen a situation like this at the border in the past, Kendall?
Well, migration is obviously nothing new, and there are thousands of Central Americans who come up through Mexico every year. And caravans have also happened in the past, but we seem to see that this is becoming more of a trend, and there are larger groups, there are more groups. So the size and the frequency of these so-called caravans seems to be increasing, and that has caused changes both on the U.S. side, like we mentioned, some of the buildup that's happening, but also in Mexico, these protests that we're seeing in Tijuana, people speaking out against the migrants, that's not what we usually notice. There's usually a lot of support for migrants and, you know, people giving food and aid, and that's happening too, but it's definitely a little bit of a shift. Although that's not necessarily the response everywhere. I spoke to the mayor in Nogales, Sonora, south of the border with Arizona, and he said that, you know, in Nogales, they're really used to migrants and they're not concerned the way that things have happened in Tijuana, that would happen in Nogales if there is, you know, more of that group heads east towards Nogales from Tijuana.
All right. That's KJZZ's Kendall Blust with our Fronteras guest in Hermosillo, Mexico. Kendall, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.